Good morning. Good morning to go for BitRiseCon day 2. Let's see if anyone hears me. Here we go. There's a person. People, is it loud enough? Please tell me. Nice and clear. That's very good. So I am now turning the radio off here so you don't have any echo. So let's start. Today is the Gopher Day. Actually, it's a bit mixed because as I already told yesterday, it's Ivan who has something to do today. So we already talked about Gopher yesterday. So first, there are already some people in the room. That's nice. The state of Gopher. Gophers, gophering, gophers, more than ever. Why? Look at this. EOMedia stats. Because we will talk about EOMedia today. 924 known Gopher servers. Applause. So who here runs a Gopher server? One, two. Two of five. He's already setting up one for 1 year. So two people running one setting up a Gopher server for 1 year, and two pretending to be Gopher users. Now you have to run your own server. Statistics about your own server. Look at this. So, as you see, I will show it better. So, this is how Gopher developed over time. On the left side, you see the number of servers. On the lower is the year, and as you see, it's grown really hard. So that's why there's a good applause for all people who run Gopher servers, and it's for you to run more of them. Oh, there's already a question about active running, but I will answer that later. So let's go. Gopher's growing. The interest in Gopher's growing too. I will tell you why. There's actually some part which we don't really see from BitRise of Gopher, which is really nice. Maybe next year we will need a 4K TGY layout to display the graph details. So everyone, thanks for providing Gopher service and spreading the word. It's about the idea. So Gopher activity. At least there are three active IRC channels I know. It's Gopher Project on Freenode, that's where I am mostly. And SDF, it's more talk about common Gopher stuff. And Tilde Gopher, that's about the Tilde communities. We will talk about it. So there are Tilde Versus. It's like some retro communities, mostly founded in America. And they use simple software to connect and talk to each other. It's not just Gopher, it's also other stuff like. They also have Mastodon and GNU Social stuff. So we have a Vlogosphere, which is growing because of that. This is this Gopher Black Mokupona is done by Tomasino. Tomasino is running this. Well, thank you very much for doing so. And there you have a big aggregator of all stuff happening in Gopher. Applause. Yeah. So, next is Tildeverse. Tildeverse.org, just go there and there you have the definition. It's a loose association of like-minded Tilde communities. And if you're interested in learning about Unix, you can sign up and become members. So they created like more services, like Tilde.chat, that's where the IRC channel is. Tilde Black, that's what Tomasino runs. Then News, Land, and there's Tel there. You have telephone services, so SIP services. So there's Pleroma. Pleroma is some software which is for GNU Social and Mastodon. It's this pub activity pub stuff. Someone wrote. Can you please sneeze? Don't sneeze that much. This is a gateway written for Gopher, for all of this. that's where UMIDI is still crawling, because whenever you get one selector of this whole network, of course you slowly crawl through the whole GNU Social or Mastodon space, and this will take a while. But in the end, we will have like now we have like Gopher proxies where people go into the Gopher space, or web crawlers go into the Gopher space, and now we go back into the web. So we are crawling them, but we shouldn't overload the gateway. So that's the thing. So Gopher Outlook. Where I would like to see Gopher. We have to keep what we are and what we had. It's the history. Never forget our history. How it came, how it developed into the web, what got wrong. So we have the current web and the current Gopher. How people lost interest, what people expect, what kind of people use the network. That's what we have to think about. And now we have the experience, so maybe we make it better. Then for me, it's to make EUMIDI something useful for everyone, but there's a talk about it. Then make Gopher project more useful for the beginners. It's like the entry page for Gopher space. I want to make it. So if anyone has something they haven't found easily while going into Gopher space, please tell me so I add it to gopherproject.org so you get there more easily. Or it's just perfect because it's just links to where to go. Just please tell me. I haven't got so much feedback, and I don't have log files because of GDPR, so I don't know how many people use it actually. And then converting websites to Gopher, but that's what Manu will talk about. So maybe some social group or some Reddit troll group we could use. Yes, Catalos in the chat is talking about Gopher project mailing list. Maybe someone has some time to talk to Cameron Kaiser about this and can convince him that we move to some other server for the mailing list, which actually allows subscription, moderation, and doesn't have people who only come back like 3 months to moderate the mailing list. Because it's a bit tedious to talk to them and to wait for this to happen. And I'm still doing other stuff, so. That's what we already talked about, doing breakfast, getting people to actually do things. I mean, it's a simple thing. Just write an email, what you do every day, to someone and ask. Just something you can do now, for example, while I am talking. And it's just a simple change. So, keep the Tildeverse is growing. Actually, many people there don't really know what Gopher is. They just have it as a service, and they see it like that. Because today we will also talk about the Gemini protocol in the discussion, which is some new idea that came up because many people came from the web and they wanted to make Gopher the web. It was an interesting discussion, and I will show during the discussion we have today how far they are and how we could use it and what I think is not going the right way there. So always try to make your ideas come true in Gopher space. This is there are weather stations, there are newspapers. Yeah, there's big German newspapers in Gopher. It's taz.org, .de. Just go there and you can read all German news. Maybe find some other alternative news sources we can put in Gopher so you don't have to go out of Gopher. Write interfaces for the web, aggregators. So what will you create? It's really simple. Like, for example, look at the talks of last year where people showed how to easily write CGI scripts, how it's easy to convert websites into Gopher frontends. So what do you still need to migrate away from the web? Not just to Gopher, but maybe to some SSH service, or maybe use email instead of something which is now implemented in some web interface because they didn't know better. But the most important thing is keep us all the fun. It's our hobby. And that's why we're in Gopher, because if it gets commercial, it gets boring, and hipsters come in. Keep the hipsters out. So, the Gopher lawn. See the Anna talk? There showed that we now have a lawn status. But please contribute. Whenever you find something which is really interesting, something new, some good source, or some person, because it's always just some people. there's a big mass of people who just consume. They just sit there, lurk, and do nothing. But there are also some special people we select, and these are the people we have to put into the lawn, because these are the people who change Gopher, who actually keep it alive. So as I said yesterday, the lawn has grown from 126 links to 160 links, which are all active, because they're checked every day. Now there's a search just for the lawn, but with EOMD we extend this. So the practical usage of the lawn, see, I'm bored, give me demand patches. That's how I use it in Anna, for example, but you can also use it easily, because Gopher, you don't need some special API or JSON or some XML which is formatted. Writing in a client for the Gopher API is just parsing the menu, nothing else. Maybe if someone puts outputs some ASCII art, it's harder to parse. Just throw some artificial intelligence at it. So if you want to contribute, just go to the repository, send a patch, and then the thing is, don't just recommend me a link. Add it to the to category you like, how you like it, and then you're also referenced. Your name is there, and then you have the hipster thing. Just put it on your CV. I contributed to Gopher Lawn when it was still small, and Gopher Tutorials. Well, this is a more sleepy project. This is something like Evil Bob is working on, that we want to gather the information where we can reference people, because the Gopher RFC is not what we use today. We use a different standard, actually a change standard, adapted to modern, like UTF-8 and so on, and that's what we should write down, but congregated. Now people write a blog post, some people write text, some people write what they did as a tutorial, but somehow we should aggregate this. Otherwise we will have people coming from the Tildeverse and they will think that it's like the way people talked about, but actually on Bitrise they are more conservative, they have a different opinion. Maybe we can somehow aggregate this in this easy way. So question and ideas. This is actually for the people now, but first I think we will answer the question that were on IRC. Let's see. Joshua, my channel bot is ready.
Yep.
Do you have a question?
Question from
Pasu, huh?
Yeah.
Which one?
It was about
active running reachable servers. So actually that's servers I found. Some of them are sometimes reachable, sometimes not running. So I'm working on the statistics to be better. So there will be better statistics, but it's growing. It's really growing. Even if you would like, it's like 10% of uncertainty, it would be still better than the 360 servers we had last year during the conference. So it would be like 700, 1800 servers. So the next question. Yeah, there were some recommendations that I see. So first of all, there's by the mailing list that it doesn't work. Catalyst, that's what I said. We have to directly mail the people who have currently access to the mailing list interfaces. It's John Gertzen and it's Cameron Kaiser. Those are the people we have to mail and use that they change something, because I have no access. I really don't have it. And like this receiving and so on. The receiving stopped after Debian was migrating everything. And you know how the Debian bureaucracy works. I don't really want to go into it. Then there's a Usenet group. Yes, there's a Usenet group. Actually, I don't follow it. It's low traffic, as I've seen. Yes, I forgot it. Yes, I should have added it, that there's a mailing list. But maybe they can tell on IRC what was discussed there. I mean, I have to follow the Tildeverse and I have to follow the Vlogosphere. I forgot this part, really. But we are a community, so...
Evil Bob talked about the quirks about
Yes, I will talk about something else. In tutorials, we should maybe document what we want Gopher Space to be, and that's what EuMidi will do. EuMidi is about that one service should be that we check the selectors and menus, and if they're wrong, we somehow publish them or find some way to talk to the people on the servers to change the error. So it's more like a moderation thing. So there will be some EuMidi channel where I hang around, and people who want to contribute to make Gopher Space better, that we just go around, go to this, maybe add this recommended site to the Gopher lawn, or see, oh, there's an error, there's a parsing error. Talk to the people who actually contribute, because these are the people we have to help. People who actually run servers, who make content, and that way we tell them, yeah, just change this a little bit, and then help them. Because now we are sitting here waiting that someone comes to us, but actually it's all done in their own little bubbles. And now we can just ask the people there and tell them, maybe change it to that way so we have a more unique or uniform experience on Gopher. That's my idea behind it. But as always, it depends on contribution. That's why I open source everything on Bitrise, so you can contribute. It's always the same way, just check out the Git repository, send a patch on some way, then we discuss it, maybe change a bit, and then it's added. It's easy. And once you got through the workflow, you can reuse this everywhere, because Git is now an industry standard. That's why we use that. Let's see what the people are talking on IRC. Yes, Evil Warp. But this is actually like yesterday I announced that we now have the Gopher Validator project. And this is the application we want to use as a standard to validate menus and Gopher servers, and to easily run it like an EuMidi and have a result. This is our standard. That's the thing. So everyone can contribute in open source way. Not like W3C where everything's hidden and there's some committee. Maybe we can also found some committee so we can travel around on the expenses of the people. Evil Bob, where do you want to go? Maybe you could meet in some Dutch island in the Caribbean every year just to discuss bureaucracy. It's fun, actually. If someone wants to have fun, just look at the W3C RSS feed and what they're doing and how you would implement that, and then just go to sleep and laugh. Yes, it's really interesting how they expect this to be used anywhere. So, now the question for me for the channel. Have you liked to use Gopher last year? What keeps you from using Gopher from daily usage? Do you have any questions, ideas? Actually, that's what we already talked about. So please tell us, what keeps you away from using Gopher every day? Nine out of 10. People looking at me like I'm a pork. No. Joshua?
The content is already on the web, so it's all about moving content from the web to Gopher. So the more proxy we have, the less dependence on the web we have, I guess.
He's saying that we should move more content to the Gopher. But there's one, actually, there's one thing, you always need energy to convert something. And there's a good movement now on the web. It's called Cloudflare. And by having Cloudflare and Tor making everything slow, people actually now have a reason to move stuff to Gopher, because it's really easy. Like on the channel, if you go to Bitrise channel, it always shows you the web text of some website, so you don't have to surf to it. You just see the text, and then you know, yes, it's a crap article about a thing I already read. It's easier, just one request, instead of opening Firefox, sending all your tracking data, and downloading stuff from Facebook, but you didn't like it. So Patso is saying that he wants inline images and videos. Well, Patso, actually, look at the VF1 client. This one can be easily extended to do that. It's like the comparison of ST and all these new web terminals where they have inline images and inline web stuff. Well, if you interpret HTML in your terminal, what could go wrong? And the same thing is that the more you add to a client, the more complexity, the more unit tests you need. So that's the thing. So it's like menus. That's one thing we will talk about at the Germany protocol. You have a hard hierarchy in Gopher, and you could easily say your client, if there's an video, autoplay it. You can just make this in your client. It's your option. Just make it. But inline is the problem of formatting. You look at the source code of Firefox, how it's actually interpreting HTML in once drawn in the end. This is a whole science, how to do this efficiently. And then people wanted pixel drawn and not relative, but HTML is relative. So they invented CSS and then a meta language of CSS and how to compile it there. Evil Bob can tell you stories about it. Old Evil Bob at the campfire, yeah? Telling the stories of when the web was, well, the same like today. So, thank you very much. This is the first talk, and now I will have to prepare for our second talk. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, if anyone has questions while I'm doing that, I am getting the slides of Manu Raster down. And then I will giving the microphone. He's sending me a zip file. Zip file web. Hopefully it doesn't have some .exe file. I have to execute in Wine or something. To go for. Ah, it's good, it's good. Web to go for, there it is. Sorry, guys, takes some time because he sent it me 5 minutes before the conference started today. Yes, he says it's fresh meat, fresh fries, no slides. And I have to put it into my directory for the presentations. So here we go. Web to go for permission denied. Now I will solve this. I know how to use the command line. Why is it permission denied? That way. No? Why? Now it should work. Web to go for. There it is. There's the presentation. Recording still works. Where are we good? And there you go. Manu, please come over. Pazzo, no, he's not a slow person. He's working at a university.
What?
Yes, the title is a title, Pazzo. Don't troll Manu. Pazzo, where is your presentation for today? I want your rookie talk by 12 o'clock, okay? Now that you're trolling someone who actually steps up to hold a presentation, you have to give me a presentation until 12, okay? Thank you. Okay, this is for Manu. So, do you hear? He's in here, no?
Hello? Okay.